Blog Talk Radio.
For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my king. I want to be where you are. I've got to be where you are. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my king. I want to be where you are. I've got to be where you are. I've got to be where you are. I want to be where you are. Hallelujah. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving for this one more day. Another day that you have made, another day that you have created, another day, Father God, of your wonderful grace and mercy, love, kindness, and provisions. We are so grateful to you. We say thank you for this new day. As we come, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, anywhere we have come short, Father God, of your glory. Father, the things we did, we shouldn't have done, and the things we did not do, we should have done. Father, we say thank you for forgiving us, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness to cleanse us. Thank you, Father, for washing us white as snow. Father God, we pray for a blood bath right now, a blood bath. Father God, that cleanses away all unrighteousness. For we know that all unrighteousness is sin. Father God, as we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we thank you for it, Father God, now we want to give the day back to you in faith. We commit this day to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your love, your kindness. Father, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, God. Thank you. God, we ask that you would cancel bad news today. Somebody that's appointed to die today, Father God, we ask that you would give them another opportunity to consider their ways and get things right so that, Father God, when the day comes that they do die, that they'll be ready to die. Father God, we ask that you would cancel some senseless murder that somebody's contemplating today. We ask that you would heal the broken hearts and the grieving hearts of all the families that have been affected, Father, by violence. Father God, COVID-19 never went anywhere. Father God, and all the other pestilence walking up and down to and fro. And so we bless your name right now, God. We say thank you. We say thank you for one more day. One more day. Bless our services today, Father God. As the word of God comes forth, we thank you, for we have your promises that it will not return into your void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have appointed it to do. So we say thank you, anointing our ears to hear, anointing our hearts to receive, and we give you praise. And we give you glory and we give you honor, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. and our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Amen, 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 amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. We welcome you on this morning. La-di-da-di, everybody, all of our new visitors, amen. First time, second time, third time. All of our lovely ministry partners, our audience near and far, whoever you are, amen. If you are here, amen, even our enemies, amen, hallelujah. We pray, we really welcome you, amen, because we pray, amen, you be hammered with the word of God today, amen, that when you leave this call, amen, hallelujah, your life will never be the same, amen. We welcome you to the breakfast table, amen, the spiritual breakfast for champions. Amen. Here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. It's my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Every day. Amen. Even on my tired days. Amen. Hallelujah. It's still a pleasure. Amen. Hallelujah. Still a pleasure. Why? Because life is a gift. Hallelujah. And serving in God's kingdom is a greater gift. Hallelujah. So we thank God we do not despise the gifts. Amen. But we are grateful for it. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. We pray that everybody had a good week. Amen. Glory be to God that whatever you did, Jesus was on your mind. Hallelujah. Whatever you didn't get done. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God that God has given you another day. Amen. To get started on it, to continue on it. Amen. So we just want to thank God, amen, for canceling bad news. Amen. Some of you might have got some bad news this week, but guess what? It could have been worse. Amen. It could have been worse. Amen. And so we're here and we give God praise and we give God thanks in all things. Amen. Amen and amen. All right. All right. All right. We're going to get right into the word on this morning. We want to thank God for this young lady. Amen. Glory be to God. She is a soul winner. Amen. She is about the cause. She is in it to win it. Amen. She's not playing. She's not joking. She's not jiving. Glory be to God. Amen. It's very much a foundation. Amen. Of this ministry. Very much a foundation. Amen. Glory be to God. As I was meditating on the roots and the history of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, as we, God gave birth, amen, to this ministry some 11 and a half years ago, amen, and she was definitely one of those, amen. She was right there in the beginning, and when we track back, each and every one of you who are part of this ministry, those who have come and gone, those of you who remain, and those of you who are coming on, amen, we find out that everybody can be traced back to the root of this ministry, either through myself or through her. Amen. I didn't see anyone. Everybody's connected one way or another. Amen. To this young lady or to myself. So she is definitely very much, amen, the foundation, one of the founders, we would say, amen. We know who the real founder is, amen. We're not getting around Jesus, amen, because Jesus is the rock and he is the foundation. And so we want to thank God for her calling, amen, her willingness to serve, amen, her obedience to learn, amen, hallelujah, walking in the Holy Ghost and walking in power, amen. It is she who has agreed to come today to share on the man named Jacob. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Amen. Glory. We sing that song. Amen. At Sunday school. Amen. Some of us don't know what we were singing, but it sounds good. Amen. So we want to bless the Lord. Brother Jacob. Amen. At this time, I'll let you introduce to some and present to others our evangelist, Nancy. Amen. That we might receive her this morning for her grace and receive her this morning for her abilities. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, evangelist. Amen. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. I hear you.
I'm here. God, by the grace of God, I am here. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, guess what? by the grace of God, I'm here too.
Amen.
I could have used another 2 hours sleep this morning, but it is all well. It is all well. Amen. God, with God, thank you for being here. Thank you for being here.
To glory.
You know, yeah, thank God for responsible people in this ministry, because sometimes I'd be saying, well, what if they don't show up today? Well, I know you never. I know that's not your character, but stuff happens. And I said, God, I said, I'm real tired. What if they don't show up today, God? What are we going to do? Amen. Thank you for being here. Amen. And the floor is yours.
Hey, to God be the glory. I love you, sis, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior.
Amen.
God, touch my voice. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, the Almighty God, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the Creator of the universe, the great I am that I am, in the name of Jesus, help me to crucify the flesh, God, that your spirit of the living God that dwells within me can use me for your glory, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for touching my throat right now, God. I thank you for allowing me to speak clearly so that people can understand me, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. I thank you for the prayer line. I thank you for Pastor Dr. Alfreda, in the name of Jesus, and so many others that timed in today, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for the resurrection of your son, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And God knows I thank you, and we thank you for the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Yes, the message today is going to be about Jacob, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. People, I'm just going to give you a little bit of this and a little bit of that through the word of God, starting from, yes, God, Genesis, the 27th chapter, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. When I was reading this, I tell you the truth, the first verse says, and it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his oldest son. He loved Esau. Even though he had two, but he loved Esau. He made it known that he loved Esau. Sometimes I think about that. Sometimes we make a mistake when we got more than one child. We got to be careful. I know all children is not the same. A mother is very wise. Oh, hallelujah. They know which one needs a little bit more than the other. It's not really that they love one more than another. They didn't see the weakness in this one, and know they got to encourage that one, and I gotta treat this one a little bit different. But sometimes as parents, we don't really mean it. We show a little bit, and the other one feels the love more than the other. They say, oh, you ain't nothing but a mommy boy. You ain't nothing. Mommy and daddy love you more than they love me, because that's the way they feel. That's why as parents, we must continue to ask God for wisdom to know how to show their love, so the children won't feel as though, you know, that mommy, yeah, whatever, we know you love so-and-so more. No, baby, so-and-so need a little bit more, because I see you stronger than so-and-so. That's why I'm reaching out to him. That's why I'm reaching out to her just a little bit more. But I still love you the same. But sometimes as parents, we got to let our children know, baby, I don't love them more than you. I don't love her, oh, hallelujah, more than you. Mama just got to reach out to this one. Mama, see the direction and this one is going, and I see you making it all right. You okay, baby? But look at your brother. Look at your sister. See the direction they going? Baby, I got to reach out to them a little bit more. So sometimes we got to explain to our children what's going on. People, in the name of Jesus, I'm just going to let God use me for his glory, in the name of Jesus. And he said, yes, God, to Esau, the eldest son, and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here am I. See, he was telling his son, and I can't read each verse because we don't have enough time for that. In the name of Jesus, I was telling his son, my eyes getting a little dim now, and I'm almost near my death, but I got a blessing I have to restore to you. I have a blessing that I want to pray over you, but before I give you this blessing, Daddy needs you to go run and make my favorite, yes, God, food that I like to eat. I'm just going to cut it short in the name of Jesus. And Esau say, sure, Dad, I'll go get it right now. He said, well, you go on and you get that now. You take your bow and arrow and you go get that favorite meat that Daddy likes, okay? And bring it back so I can, yes, God, yes, bless you with the blessing that I had for you. But, oh, he didn't know his wife was in the corner. Oh, that Rebecca is something else. She heard with Isaac said to his elder son, and Rebecca said, that's the wedding. No, not this time. No, Jacob going to get this blessing, but Jacob didn't even know anything. So what did Rebecca do to his mama? His mama went and said, come here, Jacob. Come over here. In the name of Jesus, Esau already left to get the meat that his father, so he could cook it the way his father liked it. In the name of Jesus, he would do anything for your father. Isn't that the same with us? Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? See, we're supposed to love the Lord thy God first, and then we're supposed to love our parents in the name of Jesus. But do you believe it? A lot of people don't love their mother and daddy, but that's another story for another time. It almost make you want to cry in the name of Jesus, all that they do for their children, and yet some of the children turn around and hate them and cuss them out, and oh my God, treat them like they're not even their mother than their father, bring them to an open shame in the name of Jesus. But not Jacob. Jacob knew what his mama was about to do was wrong. He even said it to his mama. Mom. Okay, yes, God, yes, God. And when his wife found out, she called and said, Jacob, come here. See, your father's about to bring a blessing upon your oldest brother. But I want you to receive the blessings. Y'all got to read all this for yourself. Like I said, I got to make it not too long, but yet not too short, but yet make it right with the help of God in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. And so Jacob said, what are you talking about, Mama? In the name of Jesus, she said, I heard your daddy. Your daddy said, Esau out. So now this is my time. Really wish you were saying my time to scheme and scam. In the name of Jesus, you're going to receive that blessing. And Jacob said, but Mommy, that's not right. That's not right. Why are we doing this to my brother? He loved his brother. He didn't want to hurt his brother, but out of the love of his mother. What would you do for the love of others? Yes, we're supposed to obey our fathers and mother, that our days may be long upon the land. But Jacob knew in his heart it was wrong. See, now he's about to deceive his father for the love of his mother. In the name of Jesus. And he said, wait a minute, Ma, I'm going to go to Daddy Jacob. He got all this hair on him. I'm a smooth type of guy. Daddy will find out. My father will find out as soon as he touched me. He doesn't know who I am. But see, the mom already had a scheme and scammed in her head already. She knew the material she was going to use because she already knew her husband. She knew her husband was going to tell him to come a little closer. She even had the ring that's the clothes prepared for Jacob to put on, because see, Isaac he might be dumb, but dumb in his eyesight, he might be getting old, but he wasn't foolish. But yet, to a point, he got deceived. In the name of Jesus, I know I'm skipping the beat, y'all, but I'm trying to keep it real here. In the name of Jesus, So what Rebecca do? She sends her son out, Jacob, to go forth and get the meat. She already knew how her husband liked the stool, under the soup. I'm going to say soup, y'all. In the name of Jesus, she knew the type of meat that he liked, because that was her husband. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. So she's in the, so when the mother, Rebecca, told Jacob to go forth and go here and get this vision in the name of Jesus, so I can make this savory meat that that your dad liked to eat. You go on so your father can bless you in the name of Jesus. But you know, in the name of Jesus, even though he did it, even though he knew he was about to deceive his father, even though he knew he was about to take the curse from his brother, he went and did it. Lord have mercy. But before he did it, he said, Mom, that will not be a blessing. Oh, hallelujah, to me. Really, you seem like it's going to be a curse upon me. But what did the mom say? The mom said, but you ain't got to worry about it. I would take the curse. I'm going to ask, it's like I'm going to ask God to put the curse on me. You ain't got to worry about it. I'll take upon the curse. Oh, really? You better be careful what you're asking God to do when people say you go forth in the name of Jesus. I'll take whatever God punishment for you. I will ask God to, oh, good God Almighty. I'll take the punishment. But yet when people's life is going backwards, when people feel as though, why is this happening to me? You forgot what you said out of your mouth. You forgot that you said to God, I'll take the punishment. I'll take that curse. Don't curse my son. Don't curse my daughter. Give it on me. Put it on me, she said to him, in the name of Jesus. Right here, it's 27:13, and she said in the name of Jesus, and this mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch me then. Go fetch, just do what I told you to do. Don't worry about the curse. Did she make a mistake? Why would she say that? Because she knew it would be a curse. She knew what she was doing was wrong, because God had given that to Isaac to give to Esau and not to Jacob. Yes, it might have been part of the plan, but she knew she was doing wrong. How many of us know what we're doing is wrong, knowing what we're telling our children to do is wrong, to lie to the bill collector, to lie to this one, to tell this one I'm not home, when you're sitting there enjoying yourself, when you call your job and say I'm sick, to go to a party or to go to Atlanta City or go wherever you want to go, having your children to lie on you. If you're big and bad to go to Atlanta City to go do things that you know you shouldn't do, stop mixing your children up in your mess in the name of Jesus. If you're so bad to do it, you go ahead and call and tell me you can't make it in. You go on and play the lottery. Why is it that we got our children not we? Because I don't play numbers. In the name of Jesus, and I'm not here sharing no one. I'm just going the way the Lord leading me. Stand in that line and get all them tickets. To my baby, I don't feel like it today. Going out there, Mommy, I don't want to go to no store, get no tickets. Mommy, I don't play no numbers. I don't even like going to that store. What did Mama say? What did Daddy say? What did I tell you to do? Hey, Mommy, out of the love for your child, out of the love for your mother and your father. Yes, we're supposed to obey them, but also God. Oh, yes, God. But it's the limit. It is a limit, people, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's a limit. And it's like it's a limit with God. Yes, God is a loving God. He's alone. He loves us He loves us more than what we could ever imagine. But how many of us are still playing with God? Oh, he's a loving God. He's going to forgive me. Oh, God, the God ain't going to hurt me. Oh, look, let me go do my dirt. I'm going to go over here and go do a little dancey poo here and do my little drinky poo here. And go on over. You see that good-looking man or good-looking woman? I know I'm married, but I'm going to go on and play around anyway because I know God's going to forgive me. You better watch yourself. God got a limit. He has a limit. Yes, he loves you. Yes, he's a forgiving God. But don't play with God. Too many people are playing with God. What are the things you doing or allowing somebody else to do your dirt and you know they're going to do it out of the love for you? How far would you go for that love? To please a person, to please yourself. In the name of Jesus. Rebecca knew what she was doing was wrong. She now she got her son all mixed up in the mess. You know? It's so funny. In the name of Jesus, when Jacob came and Rebecca got him all dressed up with all these costumes, I'm gonna say a costume. In the name of Jesus. And he said, now you're going to give your father this. I guess Jacob was shaking in his boots. Jacob said, oh, God, as soon as I walk in here, my father probably knew who I am. He know I don't sound like no Jacob, but, Mommy, I would love you. You heard what she said now. Obey my voice. You obey me. You do what I tell you to do. Now get on in there. Give your daddy that food I made so he'll give you your blessing. Yes, Mom. Yes, Dad. I'm going to go in there. I don't like deceiving my daddy like this. I don't like to deceive my mother like this. I don't like to deceive my brother for this blessing. But he did it. And I tell you, I can't even imagine it. And so when he went in there, the father, he said, well, he's so hot. How you get back here from the field so quickly? And you know what he did? He lied on God. God made a way. He lied on God. Oh, for the love of his mother. He lied. So Isaac said, well, Jacob, now wait a minute. You got the voice of Jacob. Jacob, come here, Isaac, because he thought it was Esau. Come here, Esau. Come a little bit closer to me. Come here. Something ain't right here. First of all, you're out the fields already. Now you already talking about you already got the stew, the visions already made with my special meat in it. Something just don't seem right here. Because you know what? The truth of the matter, see, Isaac knew, he probably was shocked, because he knew he would never think that his youngest son would do this. That's not his forte. That wasn't his way. He knew his son. He thought he knew his son just a little bit better than this. But I think he knew his wife was somewhere mixed up in this mess in the name of Jesus. And I tell you the truth, and yes, God, in the name of Jesus, so Jacob, was supposed to be, Esau, he said, come over here a little bit closer. So Isaac, since his eyes were a little dim, he really wanted to come so he could smell him. But see, but the mother already had everything set up. He already had the clothes that Esau had in the corner, had told him to put it on. She already made the cloth of the cloth, because he knew the father was going to touch him. And then they was all hairy and felt like soft hair. And it's not funny. I had to laugh because you'll cry the way he deceived his father for the blessing. Sometimes it makes it seem though it wasn't really a blessing. In the name of Jesus, because he got his part at the end. In the name of Jesus, we will come to the women, but that's something different. In the name of Jesus, and he passed the test. His father said, okay, just come over here and give me a kiss. And when he gave him a kiss, he's, well, you smell like Esau. Okay. And he touched him. And the mother had the hair all the way up on the neck. And he told you, well, you feel like Esau. Okay, I guess you Esau. And I guess the man was almost partially blind in the name of Judah. But the mom had everything so fitted and knitted together in the name of Jesus. But the part made me laugh. He said, but you got the voice of Jacob. The body of Esau, but the voice of Jacob. But come on, would you really go this far for the blessing? How far would you go for the blessing? Who would you knock down for the blessing? Who would you deceive for the blessing for somebody else? How far would you go for the love of others and for the blessing? How far would you go? My God, my God. People, let me tell you one thing. So after everything was done, let me tell you, what part? It's so much to read, people. It's so much to read. And hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So after everything was done, and Isaac went on and gave Jacob what he thought was Esau the blessing. Now here come Esau coming out of the field. And so Jacob hurried up and ran to the mother who had him deceive the father and take his oldest brother blessing. Now you know he's really shaken because, see, Jacob, I do believe, was a little intimidated by Esau because he was a big guy in the name of Jesus. Esau didn't play around. He's a big guy in the name of Jesus. And I do believe Jacob was a firm-looking man in the name of Jesus, one of petite, but not too thin and not too heavy type of man in the name of Jesus. He wasn't no fighter. Esau was a fighter. Jacob, I think, was more of a laid-back, cutback type of guy in the name of Jesus. And so when he ran back to his mother, now check this out, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, wrote that Rebecca, say his mother said to him, even though it was made known that Rebecca really loved Jacob. Oh, she loved the youngest one. And they knew it. They both knew that the mom loved Jacob and the father, Isaac, loved Esau. They made it known. Back then, I guess they made it known. They're still making it known now. That's why so many children are torn apart. That's why so many people ain't, children and family and kids ain't speaking to one another. Oh, you go on. You ain't nothing like I already said. When they already know it. Oh, you one of mommy's favorite. This, that. Now they ain't speaking to one another. Why? Because of the parents. They don't mean no harm. They don't mean no harm. But this is how the children sometimes feel. And then you're wondering, why so-and-so ain't saying nothing? Why so-and-so ain't calling? Why so-and-so ain't even part of the family? What's going on with my baby? Why ain't over here saying hi to his mama? Mother's Day. I didn't even get a Mother's Day call. I didn't even get a happy Mother's Day because he didn't feel as though you was his mother. He didn't feel it. Oh, so-and-so, he'll take care of it. She always talking about how better job he has, how good-looking he is. Always talking about this one. I ain't going to mention no name because I don't know how many people got the same name, and I don't want y'all to think I'm pinpointing you. She always talking about his career. Always talking about her career. I never hear her talk about me. Never talk about me. So what's the use? What's the use of me going to see him, my mother, my father? What's the use? They don't care. And then when we there, she don't want to look at me. He don't want to look at me. They always talking about so-and-so. So, oh, look how good looking so-and-so. Oh, girl, where you get those shoes from? Oh, girl, your hair look good. How about me? What about me? I might not have what so-and-so have. Recognize me. You forgot. See, it's not, yes, God, how we show love towards one another. Now, so-and-so going home might not have the best home as you. Might not have the pretty clothes as you. Now, they, she said, well, the kids now. I said, no, I ain't going. I'm not going. They don't recognize me. I'm not going no more. I love my family, but I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. God, I don't know why it touches me because I think because I see it sometimes. I know what the mom thinking, but I can see how the children's taking it. You know? And yes, sometimes we might do mess up sometimes. And maybe we do give so-and-so a little bit more compliments than the other one. But being parents, being godparents, foster parents, they're still your children if they're under your roof. We still got to be careful. He ain't nothing but like your daddy. Oh, my God. Look at you. Be more like your brother. Be more like your sister. Do we ever think about what we're saying out of our mouth? Do we? Oh, God, help us. We all made mistakes. I made mistakes. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Oh, believe me, I made a lot of mistakes still this way into the kingdom of heaven. But we got a chance right now to correct that. We got a chance right now. And then it's never too late to give a call and say, baby, I need to talk to you. What? Do you have a few minutes? I was sitting there thinking about some things, and I think mama or daddy, we might have said things a little wrong. It's not like we love one another, so-and-so more than you, and I want you to forgive me. Forgive me for not recognizing you. Whether they receive it or not, you still got opportunity time to ask for forgiveness first from them or either from God. So God, give me the wisdom so my child can understand where I'm coming from. But I'm about to close out in hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And you know, Rebecca, you know what? It was so not comical, but she had condemnation, I think, before she even got started. She had to know when Jacob came back and said, hey, baby, get your clothes. Jacob said, what? Get your clothes, hurry up, pack up. It's time for you to get on out of here before your brother find out you receive his blessings. Now, ain't that a kick in the head? Now he got to run from the place that he was brought up and his friends are and everybody is at. Now he got to be on the run. All for the love of his mother. Now he knew he had to get out of Dodge before Esau come and find out. Esau cried, you know. I forgot what verse I did mark it here. He cried and said, no, Dad, no. You did what? But I guess his father told him, but I got deceived. I thought it was you. I didn't know. And I only had one blessing, and I gave it to Jacob. And I guess his father say, why did Jacob do this? But it was deceived. He had to take, yes, God, he did it, out of the love for his mother. Now he's on the run. Go to this different land, but it got twisted back. Like I said, I'm about to shut it on because I don't know if Pastor Dr. Frieda has some announcements out in the name of Jesus. Or maybe she want to ask someone. I'm going to let her take care of that one in the name of Jesus. And he was on the run, fell in love with the youngest. You know, y'all know the story. Fell in love, got them all drunk. Now, the oldest, he had to marry the oldest before the youngest got married back then. And he wakes up and the rest of who you? found out the older sister, he was loved the sister, but he ain't loved the sister more than he loved the youngest. Now he has to stay in the land, stay there 7 more years. That was the curse. That's why to him, it felt as though it was more of a curse. He really, instead of a blessing, because he got cursed, he married the first oldest sister who he loved, but not more than the youngest. And then he worked 7 more years. 7 more years he stayed to marry the woman that he really loved. Could you imagine being in love with someone else, but being married to another? And then, but he got tricked, just like he tricked his own father. People, what goes around sometimes comes around in ways that you least expect. Yes, God, and then he finally realized, and it came probably dawned on him, my God, this was happening to me. It's what I did to my brother out of the love for my mother. People, let's be mindful, careful. The blessing is on the way. Wait for your own blessing. Don't take from another, because sometimes you got to be careful when you take something that does not even belong to you. In the name of Jesus, be careful, people. Be careful what you say out of your mouth also, because now the mother took on the curse that belonged to her son. She took upon that out of her own mouth. People, let's be mindful. Let's be careful in Jesus' name. Read the story for yourself. It's really an awesome story. It's a true story, but I have not even read part of it, but I knew a little bit of it. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, and Savior, there's much more to be told. Maybe another time, another time. God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, thank you for using me for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise, God. I thank you for allowing Pastor Dr. Alfreda to use me in the name of Jesus so that you would get the glory, honor, and praise, God. Help us all to examine ourselves, even me, God. Help me to be careful what I say out of my mouth, God, for the love of others, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, thank you, God, for this opportunity time as I give you the glory, honor, and praise, and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. I was going to ask anybody like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, but I'm going to leave that up to, if she don't mind, our doctor, Pastor Dr. Alfreda.
No, you can go ahead. Just flow with that.
Oh, okay.
In
the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, will there be 1, 2, 3? I do not know. Will anybody would like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Maybe you received the Lord Jesus Christ, but you're finding yourself going back to the things that you used to do. Maybe you're becoming carnal-minded. Maybe you lost that connection, and maybe you never received the Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Would it be 1, 2, or 3 today? I'm going to take it a little slow. All you have to say out of the sincerity of your heart. You got to say it from your heart. The God says so many people are coming to me with their lips and their mouth, and their hearts are far from me in the name of Jesus. So as you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, say it from your heart. Will it be 1, 2, or 3? You can repeat after me. And you can, guys, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has risen his son, Jesus Christ, from the dead, he shall be saved. But also, I have a sinner's prayer I would love for you to repeat in Jesus' name. Are you ready? All you have to say is, Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe, Jesus, that you died and rose again on the third day, and that I invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my life to be my Lord and Savior. If it's one or two or three or more that receive the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, I just want to pray that God would draw you closer to him in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, and that you would keep your head up. I thank God for bringing you out of darkness into this marvelous light. I thank you for your name that's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In the name of Jesus, and if you fall down, get back up again. Don't forget, salvation is a growing process. In the name of Jesus, don't let the devil win. If you said that prayer, you are saved. In the name of Jesus, I love each and every one of you. Again, it's Evangelist Nancy calling from the Philadelphia area. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled because Jesus Christ is Lord. Read your words. Believe the word. Activate the word. Yes, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. We bless be the name of the Lord, and we thank God for you, evangelists, amen. We thank God for your revelation, amen, and your insight, how you always come, amen, and allow God to use you at such a deep level, amen. We thank God for the story of Jacob, as you have shared with us on today, amen, the stolen blessing and out of the love for his mother. Amen. And I never really saw it like that. Amen. He loved his mother so much. Amen. Glory be to God that he stole the blessing. Amen. And so you brought up so many good points this morning. You know, what have we set up our children to do for us, beloved? What have we set up our children to do for us? Amen. Very, very, very good point. Amen. And we see here how Rebecca taught her son how to be a deceiver. Taught her son how to be a liar, even to the extent lying to God. A lot of times our children are who they are because that's what we taught them. And it's not funny. But we want to thank God for how deep the Holy Spirit went today. And he put a different twist on this here. Jacob was a deceiver because his mother taught him to be. Glory be to God. Talking about Mother's Day. Boy, this was good Mother's Day message here. Amen. And so you left us with a question here. How far would you go? How far would you go? Amen. As Jacob went all the way. Amen. He went all the way. Amen. And glory be to God. He got what God promised him when he got the blessing. He got what God promised him because the blessing was already his. God had already spoke that while he was in Rebecca's womb. But he went the long way around to get it. And, beloved, when we in sin, we going the long way around. As the Israelites spent 40 years in the wilderness, they went the long way around to get the blessing. Beloved, don't go the long way around. That's what I got out of my takeaway from your presentation this morning. Evangelist Nancy, thank God for the Holy Ghost in you. Amen. The Holy Ghost said, amen, glory be to God. Don't go the long way around. A lot of us, amen, we still travel. We still going the long way. Glory be to God. To get what was already ours. To get what we could have got. Amen. Hallelujah. A long time ago, if we had waited. But we want to shortcut God, lying, stealing, and everything else, amen, conniving, all that, amen, to get what was yours anyhow. But you done now, the long way, another 10 years on your life, another 40 years on your life, all that, you tired now. When the time you get the blessing, you too tired to enjoy the blessing. My God, thank God for the revelation. Amen. Glory be to God. I got my bullet points. I'm going to be meditating on this here. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He went the long way around to get what was already his. Hallelujah. Beloved, wait on God. That's another one. That's the only thing. Iron sharpens iron. You know, it's like you pout open, you break the top, amen, and it just the oil keep coming out, the water keep gushing out. glory be to God. That's what the Holy Spirit will do. And if I keep talking, and he'll probably just keep revealing stuff, amen. That's what the Holy Spirit will do. Then Minister Nancy will get another idea. Then you'll get some ideas. We can rap for a while. We can rap for a while. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. And how God uses you. Amen. On a continual basis. Amen. Brother Jacob, who was taught, his mama taught him how to be a deceiver and a liar. My God. Now, then we want to slap our kids around because they told a lie. We forgot we the one who taught them. We want to disown our children for their character. We forget that we're the ones who taught them. God help us. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Amen. If you're just signing in, you've been listening. Amen. To our Evangelist Nancy. Amen. Out of the Philadelphia area. Amen. Indeed, an evangelist. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Maybe you'll have her to come and speak at your church. Amen. Speak to your fellowship. Amen. She just pulls it out from the hip. Amen. Which is the way we're supposed to do. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit lead us. Amen. Glory be to God. And if you desire to, reach out to us here at the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Send us an email. Write us a letter. Amen. Whatever. And we will make sure that Evangelist Nancy is connected to you. And then y'all can handle your own business. Amen. And amen. God bless you again, my sister. And for the call of salvation, those of you who have given your life to Christ today. Amen. God will deliver you from that lying spirit. Amen. Deliver you, save you, and deliver you, and say your mama too. Say your mama too. Amen. Glory be to God, and to God be praised. I don't know who spoke on Rebecca. Minister Nancy, you did such a good job. I said, shoot, we might have to throw Rebecca back up in here, because I'm telling you, we enjoying the men, but the women was a special treat. So I think we might have to mix it up a little bit. As we go forward, we're going to do the women one day, the men one day, because that, you're going to stir something up here. Amen. Because Rebecca was a number. She was a number. I think we need to look at her life a little bit more so we'll make sure that we're not like her. And if we are like her, conniving and training and grooming our children, amen, to do these things, amen. That's selfishness. Amen. So you said so many good things. So your message speaks for itself. Amen. God bless you and thank you for serving. All right, thanks. Amen. Glory be to God.
You're so welcome. You're welcome. Yes. What I love about you, Pastor Dr. Alfreda, I love it because the things we're still growing, like you said. And I love your points and what you be saying also. Like you said, that the blessing was already when she had Jacob in her belly, it was already foretold in the name of Jesus. See, I skipped through a lot of stuff. I'm not going to lie. In the name of Jesus, I try to pinpoint certain things that the Lord wanted me to bring forth. So I learned a lot from you also, and I appreciate you. And I love it sometimes when I get finished the word of God, how God allow you to bring things to me. And I said, really? Okay, I'm going to have to relook that over again in the name of Jesus. So I appreciate you, and I thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, I appreciate you. You appreciate me. Amen. He used you to show me some things I hadn't seen. Say, iron sharpens iron. We need one another. We one body. That's the whole bit. You need me. I need you. We all need one another because we are family. Amen. The song says, I need you. You need me. And that's the truth. Amen. And we all need Jesus. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. We want to thank each and every ministry partner for your service to the ministry this week. Amen. God bless. Amen. All of our lovely prayer warriors. Amen. Manning that altar of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. Our nucleus of people, we are changing the world. What is it? Maybe about 10 of us, 15 of us. I have to do the numbers. Amen. Glory be to God. But we are changing the world. Glory be to God, right from that altar of prayer, amen, as we are crying out and interceding, amen, on behalf, amen, of the people of the globe, amen. So we thank God for it. We thank God for it, amen. Glory be to God. We're not impressed with numbers. When the Lord get ready for larger numbers, he'll give us the numbers and a way to handle it. Can you imagine if you was trying to take 300 prayer requests? So could you imagine if we had 300 people on the line and you trying to take 300 prayer requests? No way. See, so when the Lord will give us a strategy, amen, when we get there. But, amen, with the sometimes we may have 3 people, 10 people, 15 people. We are changing the world. So God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank everybody for their support for the 5 a.m. service. Amen. On social media, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for holding me up. Amen. Our 6 a.m. Amen. This was a wonderful week, wasn't it? Let me see. What did we do this week? This week we had Lazarus. Amen. We talked about Caiaphas. Amen. We talked on Bildad. Amen. Zephaniah. And I'm missing one. Amen. Glory be to God. And then now here, Jacob. Amen. So that was our week. Amen. Amen. Very, 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 very insightful. Wednesday night Bible study. We spoke on the taught on the Holy Spirit, the precious gift of the Holy Spirit and all the his mission and all the, I think we broke down about 30 things that the Holy Spirit does, his job description. Amen. It's been a beautiful week. Amen. Beautiful week. I haven't even monitored, amen, the TV channel. I haven't even gone there. Amen. Thank God for the Friday night prayer praise party last night. Amen. Glory be to God. Our Minister Joanne, amen, and everybody participating in that with your songs and, amen, your testimonies. Amen. This is a sweet time. This is a sweet time. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. God did it again. God did it again. Amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord. All of you listening, we haven't heard from you yet. Amen. But thank God for you, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. Amen. And to God be praised. Okay, saints and everybody, amen, preparing. We're preparing. The weather's supposed to be nice over here on the East Coast. Amen. Go out, go around the corner, get some air, and go for a little stride. Amen. Just, you know, do something if the Lord is leading you to do something. If the Lord is not leading you to do something, it'll be another day. Some people say, well, get out the house. It's nice. But look, it's going to have more nice days if the Lord tarry. You know what I mean? I'm not moved by the weather. I'm moved by the Spirit. Amen. But if the Spirit moves you, get on out there. Amen. And enjoy your day. Don't worry about it. God got you. He's not giving us a spirit of fear. And the blood of Jesus Christ is covering us. All right. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Amen. To 12 o'clock, our services. And we ask that you'll come on back and join us. Amen. And then back on Monday morning, same time, same place, same station. Feel like I'm leaving out an announcement. I probably am. But if I am, count it to the head and not to the heart. Amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. All right, Father God, we say thank you for this service today. All the beautiful points on Jacob, who was groomed by his mother to be a cheater and a deceiver. And another good point, and Minister Nancy brought out, you reap what you sow. Ooh, my God. And you reap more than what you sow. Jacob went through all of that for stealing his own blessing. How you gonna steal something that already belonged to you? Oh, Nancy, you done took this thing deep here now. I think I may have to preach on this thing here tomorrow. You done started something. God, we say thank you. We say thank you. Help us, Father, to take the word and examine our own selves. Examine our own selves, Father. Amen. To judge ourselves that we will not be judged. And we bless you. God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. And we say thank you. Father, we thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, those who support this ministry, serving this ministry. Father God, hallelujah, those who are the ministry. Father God, we thank you for these men and thank you for these women. We thank you for their service, their sacrifice, their backbone, Father God, their effort, their endurance, Father God, their tenacity, their faith, Father God, their love. We say thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for bringing us all closer together. Thank you for weeding out the devils, saving them, Father God, and bringing us back. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All the success stories that went out this week, all the testimonies that went out this week, all the prayer requests that went out this week, Father God, we thank you that you have heard and you have answered. So we are grateful and we say thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Spirit. We seal this prayer. We seal this service by the word, the blood, the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And all of God's people said, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody, everybody, amen. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful weekend. Amen. Meet us back here, hallelujah, at the service on tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. Next week, whenever, just come on back. Amen. Glory be to God. And God be with you. And God be with you. And it's my pleasure to serve. It's my pleasure to serve you. Hallelujah. Even when I'm tired, we thank you for coming while you're tired. You could have just slept another hour, but you decided to call into the service. We appreciate you. What type of service ministry would this be if we had nobody to minister to? God bless you. Amen. Have a good day and a good weekend.